The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Yeah, let's go to Adam in London. Adam, good morning to you. Before we start, I just will share with you from one of my young and intelligent listeners who sent me a social media text from Julian, who's put on social media. The year is 2192. The British Prime Minister visits Brussels to ask for an extension of the Brexit deadline. No one remembers where this tradition originated, but every year it attracts many tourists from all over the world.
Will there be a member of the royal family banging on the door to get in as well? You can combine everything. That's fabulous.
Isn't that brilliant? Now, from the funny to the sad and tragic, okay, what do you know about this death in a truck?
Oh, wow, yeah, this is grim. And obviously they're investigating like crazy as we speak, but the bodies of 39 people found in this lorry container in Essex, 38 adults and one teenager, we believe. They think that it originated, the container, that is, in Bulgaria and came across Europe via Belgium at some stage. The truck driver originated in Northern Ireland. He has been arrested on suspicion of murder, but identifying the victims is going to take some time. I doubt the driver knew who they were, frankly. But, I mean, the Prime Minister says he's appalled by such a tragic incident, and the police obviously are shocked. In fact, some of the senior police officers involved in the case, when they opened up the container, were visibly moved and were really choked up. I mean, finding 39 bodies in all sorts of states is just not a thing you want to contemplate. But also, we do have a precedent, unfortunately. It's very nearly 20 years ago that the bodies of 58 Chinese immigrants were found in the back of a lorry at Dover. And on that occasion, the driver was arrested again for not doing the proper checks or for being, frankly, complicit in the trafficking of people. But also, they got the gang. 9 Chinese people in a gang that was taking money to traffic these Chinese people. Now, if they get the gang this time, then at least that's some kind of justice for these poor 39.
Yeah, I know. Yes, there's a lot to be learnt as to how all this happened, but obviously someone's taken money in order. They're illegal, and this is their fate. Terrible stuff. Thank you, Adam. Adam Gilchrist in London.